One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And directly across from me in our back room slash recording studio slash our daughter's bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
We are...
Felt like you almost fell asleep as you did that. Like,
did I?
Your eyes were closed the whole time.
Oh, well, I was focused, actually.
That's
it was
good.
The opposite. Okay. Very focused. I'm very in the zone right now. We are both in beanbag chairs that we had to just kind of reposition.
Yeah.
But we're here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our little podcast that could. We are so happy to hear from you. We're so happy to just have you in our lives, consuming our content, downloading. Sharing with friends, leaving,
downloading our friendship,
letting us be a part of your virtual life,
inner thought life.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're having conversations with us in your head.
Yeah, feeling like you're hanging out with us, which is what I do when I listen to podcasts. Leaving.
That was a funny meme.
That was a very funny meme. Leaving very sweet reviews like this one right here. Dustin Nickerson is beyond hilarious. If you're not listening to this, you're missing out on laughter in your life. I shared this with my friend and I'm pumped for her to fall in love with this when we are working on a spreadsheet too. Boom.
Yes.
Also, this one right here, awesome podcast. Dustin and Melissa, host of the Don't Make Me Come Back There podcast, highlight all aspects of parenting, life, and more in this can't miss podcast. The host and expert guests offer insightful advice and information that's helpful to anyone that listens. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
I guess I'm the expert there.
For those great for those great reviews that you listen, you put on on Apple Podcast or Spotify or wherever you may be listening. Thank you. For all of that, everybody. Also, if you're new to the podcast because you saw me this last weekend out doing shows with Taylor, great. So nice to have you. I want to let folks know about some upcoming headlining dates that I have. Some this week on November 17th. That's Wednesday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Improv. November 18th, the Improv in Chicago. December 5th, Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. December 12th, Laugh Factory in San Diego. This one is announced. This one's brand new. We're announcing for the first time. January 20th, Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio. And then out to March, we're doing four shows out at Summit Comedy Club out in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's on sale now. And then be back in Portland in June on 6/16. So if you go to DustinNickerson.com/shows. All of that is right there. Finally, Patreon. If you're a patron, thank you.
Yes.
If you don't know what a patron is, it's just a way you can give a little more and get a little more. New patrons, welcome. We went to the post office today. Sent you your posters.
Yeah.
Sent you your
stickers. We sent a rad dad bod shirt.
Someone bought a dad bod shirt.
It was a side switch from a close friend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Those are on sale.
That's the kind of stuff, quality you can get from us at live shows.
We'll you know, we're losing a lot of money in that scenario. You know, at the end of the day, we are not making money on merchandise, but you know, we appreciate the thought.
If we have history with you, we might pull some strings.
And you know what? If you're a patron, we're more likely to have some history with you.
Absolutely. Especially because in less than 2 weeks, we've got our Patreon Zoom hang.
Yeah, tell them
November.
All about that, Melissa.
Yeah, so we just, we do a Zoom and we chat. I have riveting topics.
Uh-huh.
It's casual. It's fun.
Uh-huh.
Isn't selling it.
No, but I want you to keep trying.
Okay. We get to know each other a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's really nice.
It's a Zoom hang, everybody. We go hang out and on Zoom. So check it out, everyone. If you guys check out our Patreon, that's all there.
And you got 2 weeks to get.
Boom, to get in on the Dustin Nickerson comedy, Dustin and Melissa, the Nickerson family Christmas card, which is going to be epic. We shot it last week.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not have a lot of Melissa Legg in it. I don't know if that's a selling point.
That was unintentional.
We'll see what the final outcome. We're not sure if we're going to have to Photoshop that to be a candy cane or something, but
I'm not sure.
Pretty funny. Pretty funny. So everybody check that all that out if you guys go to our Patreon. That's all right there. And like I said, it's just a way you can give a little more and get a little more from us. We are lounging. We're comfortable. We're both drinking caffeine right now. Uh-huh. And the reason is because we're tired. And we're here to talk about being tired, but we're not here to talk about us being tired.
Right.
We're here to talk about your kids being tired.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa has an article for us today.
I do. Don't worry. It's concise and there are no alliterations.
Oh. In the words of David Crowder, oh, praise him. Praise him. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know. That wasn't
ding, ding,
you.
Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
I remember he had that light bulb on the cover.
Yeah, that was like
Edison light bulb.
Well, I believe the album was called Illuminate.
Which
was like so cool at the time. And now every place has those light bulbs, you know.
Yeah.
So he was ahead of his time in that sense. But that's great. And we're going to get to that because we got some tired kids in this house and some tired adults.
Yeah.
And a tired senior citizen.
We're all tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very.
Except maybe our young cat who likes to stay out at
night. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He's the one in the bunch.
Before we get to get that, I posted a YouTube video about, you know, talking about Trump and Biden. I posted that.
Yeah.
And one of the comments that we got on there is from a backseater named Dan Harris, who's been a good backseater I believe a patron too, Dan.
Dan, I don't believe he's a patron.
Come on,
but
Dan.
He is a contributor. He often contributes
to the pod.
Yes.
And I think it was on YouTube or he might have tweeted it at me. He said he really liked the line of that Joe Biden is older than microwaves. And he goes, I want to know what can you break down that writing process?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, actually, this is a very interesting one because normally it's like I just think of something. That's normally the writing process. Or I'll kick it around with a comic. Like Taylor and I did a bunch of writing this last week.
Yeah.
Her and I were working on this new bit where I was talking about how you told me like you never broke up with somebody and you would never cheat because you're like, well, like that's my husband. And Taylor laughed and she goes, I love that she treats you like she's like a frugal shopper.
Like, I got that coat.
And she's like, well, I already have a pair of running shoes. Why would I get a... And that's how a lot of the writing happens. But this one was actually in the green room of the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And it was me, Melissa, and Taylor. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to... We just literally Googled inventions because he was born in 41 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went down. And what you're trying to do is that you're trying to find something... And that scenario that is very funny, like a funny word, like microwave is very funny.
Yeah.
And then also something that like is such a regular part of your life and has been a part of your life for so long that you can't believe something is older than that. Like microwave is very shocking that you're like, oh, no, those have been around for hundreds of years. Right. You would just assume. Yeah.
Something that resonates that like I mean, college kids have microwaves, you know, so it's not like some high end appliance.
No. Exactly. Yeah. And I believe
it's very general.
I think we might have like Googled things invented in the 40s or something. I don't remember how we got there, but I believe you found microwave, right?
I did. I mean, it was Google search. It wasn't like I just came out of
thin air. We do that sometimes.
We were like, I think I might have Google searched. Anyway, yeah, I was like, what about microwave? And we were all like, that's funny.
That's so funny. And you know, there is more Googling than you would think. And or at least
we
for some
fact
of us.
Check a little bit.
Very rarely. but like also you do like synonym stuff. I keep forgetting because I do a bit right now about how I'm not spoiling the live act too much. That I've been trying to find it. I talk about how my dad hated one of my best friends growing up.
Yeah.
And I keep like I want to say something other than hate, but I keep forgetting to look it up when I'm off stage. And then when I'm on stage, I'm like, oh, man, you got to get to that. You got to remember to go to synonym.com. But anyways, I don't know if this stuff is it's clearly interesting to some people. I am always blown away that people think it's interesting because I think it's to me, it would seem so boring.
See,
but
I always want you to do joke breakdowns.
Well, if you guys
but
want,
I don't know if
it is coming up on the 1 year resonates. Anniversary of the special. Maybe that's a Patreon thing.
Yeah. Well, we're about two weeks out until the 1 year anniversary.
A director's
of the special.
Cut of the special. If you guys have any interest in that, please message
like
us
that, yeah.
or shoot us an email. Don't make me come back there@gmail.com.
You know, I think that was pre-pandemic, or I think that was when the shows were outside at the Comedy Store. Remember when they did that parking lot comedy
I think
show?
Yeah, I think we did it. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because I remember a lot of Taylor's, you know, crew were there.
Yeah.
Because it was post her first Netflix special, so she was kind of back in her hometown.
I remember it was club. It was scene. Just a big deal that we were doing shows.
Yeah, but also she was starting to sell
right tickets.
Like,
oh yeah she sold out that whole weekend.
Yeah, so we were starting to, because it was pandemic,
we were
like, okay,
and look at her now, her career's over. It peaked then.
Yeah. Adding theater shows.
We want to do a couple emails before we get into today's topic. These are some older emails we have, but I didn't forget about them. One right here, this one is from Sandy.
Okay.
Subject, DC tips with kids. I want to read this because I was in DC this last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think we should go back. Yeah, that's true. It's hard to remember. Sandy says, so in May 2010, we took our two daughters to DC, Baltimore, Penn, Gettysburg, Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, etc. I grew up Air Force like Mel. And when I was 5 years old, we moved from Colorado Springs. Ding.
We might have known each other.
to Norfolk. And took 6 weeks to do it, so we visited every historical place on the East Coast.
Wow.
I have great memories, and I'm pretty sure I forgot all the miserable parts. Anyway, in 2010, our girls were 10 and 8, and yes, we took them to the train/subway in D.C. as much as we could, but we also walked a lot. On at least one day, it was so hot that the girls were literally melting, so we bribed them with stopping at basically every convenience store for the treat of their choice, usually ice cream. So we stopped about every 15 minutes for cool treats. In the pics, their little faces were so cute with rosy cheeks, and their shirts were messy. Anyway, love the pod. Love hearing you and Mel laugh with each other and at each other, too. Dustin and I have tickets for your 9-4 show in Dallas. Well, that was a while ago. Keep up the good work. I didn't mean to date it there. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Sandy.
Sweet.
PhD. No, yeah.
All right.
Professor.
Maybe she's a historian.
No.
No?
Health and human performance. Sandy, let us know if it's okay that we let our son play football. We're still on the fence about that. So, and let us know about his Braxton Hicks, his knee disease.
Well, Slaughter.
The Braxton Hicks disease of his knees.
Oh, man. Osgood Slaughter.
Thank you for that email. It was very, very good. Next email. This is from Autumn. He's a friend of the pod.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Subject, family vacations. Hey, Dustin and Melissa, listening to the podcast about family vacations brought back some great childhood memories for me, so I thought I'd share one. I grew up as a missionary kid in a large family in Romania in the early 2000s.
Wow.
Our mode of transport was a massive diesel van that officially seated 8 people, but we fit a few more people in it semi-illegally, and come to think of it, I don't think my siblings had car seats growing up, and they were super little. Anyways, we always had more people travel less than weren't blood related, but they were like family, so our vacations were super fun. And while we had truly almost no money, it was always a good time. One year after we were to go to a conference and beautiful conference in beautiful Austria, we had to drive back home, but could not find a campsite. So we pulled over on the side of a random road 15 minutes before it was completely dark and set up camp in the dark and played cards by a tiny electric lamp.
Okay, they're going to wake up and they're going to be like in something really weird.
Ate trail mix and sandwiches and went to bed. We woke up the next morning to see that our campsite was totally covered in trash, cigarette butts, empty vodka bottles, and broken glass everywhere. It's funny because we were leaving, but I'm shocked we hadn't suffered any injuries. Although we had no money, I'm super thankful we grew up in Europe where international travel was something that was a part of my childhood. Wow. They didn't realize how trashy of a site that they had landed in because it was almost dark.
Oh, man.
That is wild.
That is wild.
I was like, did this happen during the Cold War? What was going on? This is all good because, you know, we're kicking around. We got one more because, you know, we have a Universal Studios thing coming up. Mm-hmm. Steven is at Disneyland right now. We get it.
Nice.
You are rich, Steven. And
must have got passes because they were just there like a month or two ago.
I know. And then we've got a Vegas thing coming up after Christmas. Yeah. We got a lot of, and then we're mm-hmm. looking at spring break and summer. It's just kind of that time. So
time to start planning. So I had a friend who, they travel a lot and they went to Ireland. And I think part of their geniusness of doing this like 3-week trip in Ireland was they bring grandparents and cousins. Mm-hmm. And so though it's way harder, right, to like travel with like 14, 15 people.
Right.
The kids have like kind of some built in other people to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that makes
older
sense.
Older girl cousin.
Just broadens the group, right?
And
yeah.
Grandpa and grandma. Another thing they did, which is crazy smart, is they would eat like at 4 before, so they could actually get like tables for such a big party.
Oh, like in restaurants and stuff?
Yeah.
Like get there before the rush?
Mm-hmm. So they just like would have like, they would just eat at off times.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
11 or 4 o'clock so that they could actually all sit together and not get split up.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Really helpful. So does this mean we should or shouldn't let Grandpa come to Universal Studios with us? Because he wants to come.
He wants to come?
He wants to come. And he told me that earlier. He was like, yeah, that's like one where like it's not like all like roller coasters. So maybe there is some stuff I could do. I'm like, I mean, it's still rides. There's still lines. There's still.
We ended up at Disneyland once.
Yeah.
It was about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
When Claire was a baby,
mm-hmm.
and you went to a customer service conference at Disneyland.
Right, 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 right.
And you got one night at the park,
mm-hmm.
and some of your colleagues gave you extra passes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only reason we went. We went for free.
Mm-hmm.
And Gramps was just crashing in your hotel, which was on the corner of Disneyland. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and it was actually like pretty big. Like, I don't know why they got you that hotel. It was like a suite.
Why did
your
they?
Work?
Yeah,
it was
a
big hotel,
right?
Right. So, anyways, he
was
up
nice
there.
Of them, yeah,
yeah. And then, but the night we went into the park, I don't feel like he did any of the adventures.
That's what I'm just trying to.
The rides.
He did a couple, is the thing.
Did
what,
he?
What I'm with the question there, and I
he was
I,
a little more mobile. Then.
I think the question is you. This is the hardest thing. Is you go like okay, but like. Are you expecting that you'll stay with us as a group? Because we're going to move fast. We're like a fast moving group. We're young parents
mm-hmm.
with young kids. We have one weak link in our youngest child, but she can go on shoulders.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like I'm just thinking about
or
how
we
long,
can break off. Like,
yeah. Like I'm thinking about how long it takes us
kids.
To get from the restaurant to the car. And I'm going, that's not a theme park pace.
Right.
But you're right. Maybe we break off.
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, the studio tour, yes, you're sitting in a little tram.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to wait like 30 minutes to an hour to get on that.
There's a lot
ride.
Of standing, yeah.
But you, then if...
The rest of this will be discussed off air.
This is my first time thinking through
this.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one.
Okay.
One more email.
We're all off track.
Subject: Teen Travel Church Edition. This is from all Amanda. Right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
As a former youth pastor, how did you miss discussing traveling with teens to camp? That's funny. My church had horrendous travel luck, including broken AC on a 14-hour bus ride home from Florida in July and more breakdowns than I can count. But the most vivid memory was the return home from a middle school youth camp. Before leaving the parking lot, there was a shouting match over where the smelly boy who didn't shower all week would sit in the church van.
Oh, no.
remember that one time we had, you weren't on the bus, we had one time, this is one of, I have a couple crazy youth pastor stories, but one of them, one of my favorites is there was one time we were on a trip and there was a girl, it was a long drive, a long bus ride, like it was like 30
through states,
30 hours, like one, and there was a girl who started off with a boyfriend, and they were like, and like, you know, sitting next to each other and holding hands, and broke up with him, but started a new relationship on that same bus trip.
What an amazing talent.
She was holding hands like with a new guy, and then he got like that new boyfriend got like heat exhaustion later on in the trip, and she was like weeping and like trying to go to the hospital with him. We're like, no. You 2 days ago you had a different boyfriend. Do not make us think we're not gonna buy that you're that emotionally invested in this kid. I forgot
it's
about that
day
story.
Three of the relationship.
Oh, she's crying and stuff, but listen, I get it, those are genuine feelings that age, because you're like a, you don't know how to feel anything correctly. But anyways, the kid who wouldn't shower all week in the church van. Another fight broke out between two sets of girls who got to ride in the regular car with a cool chaperone. That's classic. And multiple girls in tears because of the mixture of sleep deprivation and saying goodbye to their camp crushes. My mom, who was driving the van, finally got everyone settled and declared the first hour was going to be complete silence. That's our move.
That's
smart. So we could all calm down. Mom's quiet hour. You don't get that for Universal because you have to pick me up from the airport. Back then, we assumed it was for our sake. Looking back, it was for her sanity. Also, I freely admit I was one of the crying hormonal girls. But I also married a camp crush, so I think it worked out. Oh, that's a nice story.
That is a nice story.
Amanda, great email. Sorry.
Well, I married a mission trip crush.
Yeah.
I don't youth even, group mission
and
trip.
I don't think he had a crush on me yet. It took a while later, you know, but... I do think that, you know, listen, keep sending us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com because we do have a couple very good holiday horror stories, your HHS.
Yeah.
And those are going to involve travel, family vacation, all that kind of stuff. We just want more good travel holiday stories and really, you know, any travel stories in general we like a lot. So shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Now, before we go into, I'm going to want to do one more email.
Okay.
Last week's episode where we talked about Claire's anxiety and everything we're going through. A lot of you guys sent very, very nice feedback, and we appreciate the kind words. And, you know, it helps us feel like we're not alone in what we're going through.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we appreciate that. And this is one nice one that we got from Bonnie, who's a friend of the pod and a patron. Subject: anxiety in childhood. She said, "Hello, Nickersons. Thank you so much for this week's episode. Your honesty and vulnerability was inspiring. I cannot express to you how validating and supportive your actions and efforts are for Claire. I was that child, now adult, with anxiety and panic attacks, who was told I was overreacting or faking for attention and to just get over it, and carry those messages with me to this day. Meeting Claire where she is, her anxiety, and walking through it with her is brave and admirable. You and Claire will see all the positive results from choosing to be by her side in this journey. God bless, Bonnie."
Oh, thanks, Bonnie.
That's very, very nice, Bonnie. Thank you for that. It is very hard, and I still don't know, because at times you're like, okay, that's a tick, but I'm going to help you manage that. But also sometimes tell you just don't do that, especially the current one right now is not ideal. And you're just like, okay, but I understand you're going through. But then while you're gone today, this is a great example of what we're going through here. Is so like I had to sleep a little bit because I had a super early flight.
Yeah.
And
the girls have half days this whole week.
We get everyone home from school. We do pickups and everything like that. You got to take the kid to the orthodontist, and it's just me and Claire, and we're like, okay, this is dad's window to sleep. So I sleep a little bit. She watches a little YouTube. We get up, play on the trampoline, and I tell her, after the trampoline, homework. First homework, the math sheet, she like flew by because it was review because, you know, it's conferences and everything right now. And then we have to do like a little of the reading comprehension, like the reading sheet.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, Melissa, it was like, it was unfortunate because Grandpa had actually said like right before that, he's like, I feel like I haven't seen like Claire like have any like fits or breakdowns since I got back. And I was like, don't you say that, Grandpa. Don't you say that. Like almost on cue, it was like full cry tantrum. She got in a loop where she just like couldn't, like, she's like, it doesn't make sense. And I was like, you just have to write the beginning, middle, and end of a book. It's not there's no like it doesn't make sense. But it's that really hard
she's
thing.
She's done it a lot.
Yeah. I know. It's just this really hard thing where you're like, is this like stress and anxiety, or is this you just don't want to do your homework and you're throwing a fit and you're tired?
Yeah.
And maybe you had too many screens. I don't know. It's so challenging because you're like, I don't know how to get you out of this, but I know that you have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, you not doing your homework is not an option. And I when I'm feeling snarkier about it, she's like, I don't want to do homework, when she's like sassing. I was like, hey, like, nobody likes homework. Like, that doesn't make you special that you don't want to do your homework.
Right.
Nobody wants to do homework. This has been something that kids have hated since the dawn of homework.
Yep.
But you have to turn this in. And I'm like, so like, I kind of, and then like, kind of Grandpa like gave us the look, and I was like, oh, like, not like we did anything wrong, but he just kind of saw that it was happening. And I was like, okay, I'm going to remove us from here. And like, we went into the middle room, and I got down on a level, and they're like, talking to her, and you're just like, I don't know, you know? And then I'm like, I don't know that this is like a mental health issue, or is this is just a 7-year-old not wanting to do their homework, you know? Like, we're trying to be super empathetic and understand what you're going through and seeing help. You're like, just do your homework. Just do your homework, you know? But you can't say that. I mean, you do sometimes, but.
Right.
Your thoughts?
Oh, I have none.
You're just glad that I went through it.
I'm so burnt out when you get home.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, I'm going to check out.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out of the parent battles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Because you don't know what to do, and you don't know what's right and wrong.
Well, and then I've had to call and email so much to get like any like gears to shift in the system.
Yeah.
And we have two appointments this week at the end of the week, so. And a conference.
She got it done. We have a teacher conference tomorrow. She got it done. And then she said to me, she's like, she said this to us before, where she said, like, I just, and this is very sweet, where she says, like, I just don't, she essentially says, like, I don't want to grow up.
Yeah. She says that kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said, like,
as the youngest child.
She said it was like she's like, I feel like you and mom like keep telling me like I have to grow up or I'm getting older. And she's like, it's like when we went to the nature preserve and I wanted to wear pajamas and mom said I was getting too old to wear pajamas to the nature preserve. And I was like, this was months ago. I think you're really.
Hey, she wore pajamas yesterday on a scooter ride. And her hair was so matted, but we just put the helmet on.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, it's covered.
Yeah. And then I told her, listen, our family talks a lot about being young at heart. And I go, I'm 37 and I play on the trampoline most days. And I read comic books and I'm silly. And later that night we played stuffed animal games, and like I do that with our older kids, are like trying to do like the world thing, but we'll be silly and young and they'll come back to it because Joel does that. Joel's young at heart too, you know.
He is.
And yeah, that's all good and we love it and we push it. I was like, but remember, like when you were young, you didn't get a Nintendo Switch. And yeah, she was like, yeah, well. And I was like, there's pros and cons to getting older and getting younger, but she's, you know, we've, you know, she's our baby.
Yes. She's always been this way.
Yeah.
It's just post-pandemic, mid-pandemic.
She also said when we at the dinner table, we were talking about like our worst injuries, because that's like a thing a kid would bring up.
Right.
And Joel said the bike ride.
Yeah.
He talks about the bike ride, like the bike crash.
Well, it was a big deal because we went to the ER.
We went to talk about this like bike crash that he had. Like people talk about NOM. Like, oh, it's the bike crash. Took my breath away. And then I said, like, you know, I go, Mom's like never broken a bone. And she goes, that's how you live life. Like, or like maybe you won't break a bone if you're like me and Mom. Like,
cautious.
Like, you're cautious, but sometimes a little chaotic.
That's a good word for her.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
I got nothing there.
You know what makes life less chaotic?
What?
A munchie mug. A munchie mug makes life less chaotic because it makes life less messy. And messy is chaos.
You're absolutely so right.
100%. Mm-hmm. Chaos. If you guys aren't familiar with Munchie Mug, we're big fans. And you know what? The holidays are coming up. And you've got some sister who has a kid. Uh-huh. And you're like, my sister's doing a crappy job with her kids. That house is thrashed. That house is messy. My brother, I don't even think he bathes his kids. That kid looks like he just rolls in the dirt with the cats.
He lets him wear pajamas.
He wears pajamas everywhere. They go, that trashy family. I got to do anything to...
And what can you do?
What can I do? I can't go clean their homes, but I can give them Munchie Mugs, which will make their life less messy. Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. So whatever you got that you don't want spilled, snacks-wise, M&M's, peanut M&M's. I think we've done this one before. Almond M&M's. Oops, all blues M&M's.
Pretzel
M&M's, birthday cake M&M's.
We've been to the M&M factory multiple times.
If you just came straight from the M&M factory,
mint
M&M's, coffee M&M's,
red velvet.
Red, is that one?
I don't know.
Red velvet M&M's. Oops, all greens M&M's. M&M minis, who actually, those come in their own container. Those come in their own container, usually.
A mini container.
A mini. M&M walnuts.
What?
M&M pecans. Pecan M&Ms.
They don't make those.
Pistachio M&Ms.
They don't make any of those.
I know, but if they did and you don't want to spill, a Munchie Mug is the product for you. Best spill-proof cup on the market, guys. Dishwasher safe, made here in the USA. Variety of colors. Go to munchiemug.com. You're going to get free shipping. If you use promo code DON'TMAKEME, you're going to get 25% off that order. That's promo code DON'TMAKEME, one word, no capitalizations. Promo code DON'TMAKEME, 25% off your order.
Munchie Mug, making life less messy.
Also, a thing that can be messy is if your kid is on devices, which our kids are on devices right now as we record this podcast. And you know why I'm not worried about them? Because of Bark Technologies.
Mm.
Mel, could you tell them a little bit about Bark Technologies as I throw a stuffed animal at your face?
Yes. So Bark Technologies is a tool to help parents keep their kids safe online.
Keep their life less messy online. They're similar products in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a parental control phone app, monitoring app.
Parental phone management app.
Parental control phone monitoring app to help keep kids safer online.
There we go.
Why don't you have this memorized yet?
Bark is a
serious partner.
Oof. Okay. So they're going to protect your kids' social media apps. A ton of different apps. You can set timers to turn off devices. You can filter out websites you don't want your kids to get on their iPads.
Basically, it's a simple little monitoring system that manages your child's text, emails, like Melissa said, apps, YouTube, different platforms for things like cyberbullying, adult content, threats of violence, etc. You get text or email alerts when you can review them, and mm-hmm. you don't see everything that your kid's doing; you just see certain things, and it's hugely helpful. It's honestly what it is in our life is it's a gigantic relief. That's why we like it. It doesn't, yeah. we're like, it's because it's a thing that you're always worried about. And what I've learned is that our kids' friends have trash mouths.
Sure.
And our kid probably does, but he knows not to text it. and if you guys go to Bark's website, you can get a free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me. All one word. Mm-hmm. No apostrophe. Don't make me. 15% off for the life of your subscription and a free 7-day trial. Check it out, everybody. Bark Technologies.
Keeping kids safe online.
Okay. We have some tired kids. We have a, mm-hmm. we have a teenager who's pretty much Napoleon Dynamite, the way that he carries himself around the house. Yes. And you have an mm-hmm. article to share that I'm going to push through.
Yeah. And I'm going to try and keep it brief. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is by Lisa Damore. She is a psychologist, best-selling New York Times. Wait. Best-selling author, New York Times columnist.
Okay.
A couple of other things. Okay. So this
She's got a lot going on.
She does. Ready? Okay. Why is your teenager so tired?
Why is my teenager so tired? What about
now? There are many reasons. This is what she says. Okay.
First off, before we get into it, do they have one of these for wives? Do they have one of these for grandpas? Why is your grandpa? Why is mm-hmm. your dad so tired?
Why is your grandpa so tired? Okay. So first of all, this is like pandemic related.
Okay.
This is like today.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like his body's changing.
Okay. So it's beyond
hormones
just,
are fluctuating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So we got like 5 bullet points, I think.
Okay.
1, under normal conditions, each school year builds on the previous year. Think of it like strength training. Okay. So 8th grade prepares you for 9th grade. 9th grade prepares you for 10th grade.
Okay.
Point number 2 is no school was able, even when they tried, to academically keep up during the pandemic.
Wait a minute. I don't understand the first one.
I'm trying to summarize.
Yeah, your kid is tired because every year builds on the last year?
Each school year helps kids build capacity to do more and harder work than in previous years.
Okay, so they're saying like your kid's being pushed. That's why he's tired.
So the math curriculum builds every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you missed a year, you're not going to have the capacity to work as hard.
I don't understand.
You don't get that?
No. Say it to me in a different way.
Strength training.
Read to me what they say.
Well, I just did.
Oh.
I summarized it, then I read it. Okay, so like you can't bench press 200 pounds until you've bench pressed 100 and 120 and 140.
So it's what I said there. It's they're pushing them more. That's why they're tired, because they're exerting more energy and effort.
They don't have the muscle memory or the conditioning.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so we can't understand each other because we're tired.
And Lord knows you've been pushing me too hard, you know, and I would like to talk to you about that. I don't know how much longer I can do this.
I already said number 2. So
what was number 2? Say it again.
There were gaps over the pandemic mm-hmm. in schooling, even if they tried to keep it typical.
Okay.
Right? 3. So this is like an ABC.
Wait,
this means,
I'm sorry. I'm not tracking with 2.
No, just let me say 3, okay?
No. I don't get 2 yet. I didn't pay attention to 2 because I got caught up on 1.
Oh, no.
Hit me with 2 again.
Okay. So you got 1.
1 I got.
You got it. Okay.
Bench pressing. They're tired from bench pressing.
Yes. No school was able or even should have tried to keep academic capacity building at typical levels during the height of the pandemic.
So they're tired because the schools didn't do a good enough job.
Well, I think there were so many other needs that they had to attempt to meet mm-hmm. and facilitate. No, I'm not going to blame schools.
What I'm saying, this article Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
These aren't clear cause and effects. Like, I don't really, they feel kind of abstract, like kind of reachy, a little graspy. Like, okay, yes, the schools were struggling to reach it. Of course, no, let me finish. Shut up. I'm just kidding. Of course the schools were struggling. Why does that make my kid tired?
I think you need to hear, like, the couple more points, and then it will all make sense.
Before three? So two won't make sense till I hear three?
Have you ever seen, like, little quote cards? Like, that's what it is.
Oh.
Okay? So the quote cards start, why is your teenager so tired?
Okay.
And then, like, after three or four points, it says, what can you do to help? So that's the format of this. You just hate it. You just hate this.
No, it's just, you know.
It doesn't, it's not linear. It doesn't.
Well, it's.
Okay, but you never liked an article
That's not true. It just doesn't seem to be answering the question, why my kids are tired. And its promise was to explain to me why my kids are tired.
But if you're bench pressing a weight that you didn't build up to.
If answer one is school is hard and is meant to be challenging, got that one. They could have just said that. Answer two, say again to me what the headline of two is.
No school was able or even should have tried to keep academic capacity building at typical levels during the height of the pandemic.
What they're trying to say is...
they weren't throwing the weights on the bar.
Okay, so now they're...
The bench press weights.
Now they're tired because they weren't bench pressing, but they're also tired because they were bench pressing?
They weren't building up to bench press 200 pounds.
This article sucks.
Oh, gosh.
This article's terrible. What is it even saying?
You just need to buckle up. And
you can't say that with an article, but that once it'll all make sense.
But she's a psychologist.
I know, but I'm not saying she's terrible. I'm just saying the way that this flows is very terrible.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
She didn't have
my
an,
kids.
Here, ready?
My kid is.
She didn't have an editor.
My kid is tired because schools tried to do too much during the pandemic.
No.
Or they shouldn't have tried.
Because they're all behind.
The kids, and so they're tired because of that. You needed to be here to summarize this for them because I think even you're guessing. You don't know what she means on this.
Okay,
three.
No, it made sense to me. Okay, three.
No, that's just you like the graphics because you're an artist and you're like, well,
they're not
this...
that good.
So you feel the way about the graphics that I feel about the article?
Exactly.
Hilarious.
Number three, high schoolers are trying to lift 11th grade work.
Oh,
for
so now
example,
we're doing more lifting.
With mid 9th or 10th grade muscle.
This is the.
That's point one.
That's point one.
Okay.
This is a critique of the education system. That's what this is.
Just, okay, four. We have two more points. Add to that
there
the
hasn't been one point yet.
That for many kids, it's hard to say no to any social opportunities. They feel like they missed out because they did and are eager to make up for lost time. Under normal conditions, they might pace themselves, go out less, stay home more.
This is a stretch because a lot of kids are doing the complete opposite. A lot of kids became introverts and don't like leaving the home right now. That's a sweeping generalization. Is she using some stats to back that up? I get that idea.
I get that idea.
Especially as somebody who is exhausted by spending time with people like I am.
Yeah.
I get the idea of social engagements really, you know, drowning you out, making you tired and stuff. But I don't.
But how about, I'm totally behind on work, like homework.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to finally, you know, hang out with my friends.
Listen, FOMO, fear of missing out, is exhausting. I get that. And I understand that they feel that.
Okay, last point. Five, add to that the sadness, frustration, stress, and anxiety caused by the pandemic, which, of course, is still ongoing.
Right.
So I think the whole point, she writes all these books about, she's like a high school girls counselor, like at an all-girls school.
Okay.
Or psychologist. So she talks, she's like trying to educate parents on remembering what it was like to be a teenager.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
What it was like when we went through our pandemic.
Modern teens are going through. Okay, so this is the how can we help? I get the resilience piece because...
Piece one, find better articles.
Fact one, because like when you did start doing things post-pandemic or in the pandemic, like you're like, we're going to a park. And then you're like, I'm so tired.
Yeah, just everything being out, everything was exhausting. Yeah, and, I get that. Everything's, you know, harder.
It's so hard. Like, it's so awkward to tell a cashier your email address.
Right.
And two masks.
Yeah,
and
I was watching a flight attendant today trying to explain to somebody why the Wi-Fi was down. I was like, this looks so tiring. I can tell you just want to do this, but you can't. You'll go to jail.
Yeah, there was
won't be able to fly.
Yeah, or if it's like a second language or something, that's right. Like really hard to with masks because you can't express yourself.
Yeah. There's no lip reading, you know. I get it. Everything's hard.
It's exhausting. All right, so this is supposed to be the positive stuff. How can we help our tired teens?
Are we supposed to put more or less weight on the bench?
Back to the barbell metaphor.
Thankfully, I was hoping we would get more of that.
Give them dumbbells. Okay, so you're not going to like the first one, but... Number one,
which is surprising because I've liked so much of this article so far.
Empathy goes a long way.
Why wouldn't I like that? I'm the king of empathy.
You're right. Acknowledging these realities helps kids feel better.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I think we're doing that. Why would you think that I don't like that?
Oh, I that's thought offensive. You would just be like, that's unquantifiable.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, that's true, but.
Well, it's kind of empathy like every article is like, what should you do? Well, you should be empathetic.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, what should you do to be a decent human? Hey, be empathetic.
Exactly.
Like, put yourself in somebody. It's almost like somebody said something like, treat someone the way you want to be treated. Oh. But I'm just going to emphasize that as empathy later on in life. Cool. Very progressive.
The golden rule. All right. I am getting a group text through this whole podcast. It's a bunch of moms sharing email addresses with each other. of their children. I don't know. Okay. That was one. Now we got two.
You're going to really like the new bit that I do about the husband-wife text. Yeah. And why we can't be like naughty in it. You'll like it. Naughty's
all right.
A funny word.
Number two. Explain why academics feel like such a hefty... lift right now.
Oh, heavy lift.
It's hard for teens to have a perspective on the typical trajectory of middle and high school. Okay.
So
three.
So empathize with them.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? This is the one. This is a good one.
This is a good one.
Treats. Don't underestimate how much teens appreciate small gestures of support.
This is the email that we got earlier of just let them go to dairy or let every 5 minutes, 15 minutes, they get ice cream.
That's when they're melting in D.C.
The same. Exactly. The same way that you get through a long walk in D.C.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious.
Offer to pack snacks, lunch for them. Let them off dishwashing duty when they're swamped with homework. Send a supportive or funny text.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my text game with Joel has really brought us pretty close together.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just send each other memes and then funny, like, bad pictures of you. That's another thing we do.
Okay. Here, we got an analogy. Okay. Four, express
confidence. Is this almost over?
Yes.
Okay.
Express confidence that your teen will get through this hard time. This was the counselor at our daughter's school was saying, like, project hope.
Uh-huh.
Like, it'll get better. You're going to get through this. It'll get easier. It will all come out in the wash, you might say, but this is just the first rinse cycle, which, you know...
Kids love laundry metaphors.
Love laundry metaphors.
This lady gets teens.
What? A rinse cycle?
Oh, man. Give them a break from their chores, but give them chores metaphors.
While you do their laundry, tell them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes.
And then pretty much just ask for help. Yeah.
Ask who for help?
Ask for help and encourage your teen to ask for help if needed. Though they also are worn down by the pandemic, I am watching so many teachers, coaches, advisors, and school counselors give incredible support to kids.
Mm.
And there you have it.
That's it? So Melissa,
you know, okay, I'm gonna.
I want you to. I need to summarize.
To justify this.
Justify and summarize. I want you to tell me why that was
so
valuable.
This was not a published article. I'm gonna give you that.
Wait, where was this?
This was on social media.
Oh, what?
So I'm sorry. I thought the quotables would be good.
Is
because
this lady even verified?
Summarized. she made it real. it's not a real.
It's not a real article, is what it is.
I've read half of one of her books.
I didn't know you were familiar with her work.
Yeah. She has a book called Tangled.
Oh, you like that book though? No?
Do you know what an audiobook just doesn't really like stick with you?
Oh, guys. Yeah. You didn't get entangled in her book? Is what you're
no.
saying?
I tried.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for being backseaters. You're great, great humans, everybody. Make good choices this week, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our highest tiered patrons. Thank you so much for your contribution and support of this podcast to Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, Isaac Taren, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend, Reptile Sanctuary, check them out on YouTube, and Jordan Cowan. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate, again, you and your support of this podcast. Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.